This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chad's military says its longtime leader, President Idriss Deby, was killed after being wounded during a visit to frontline troops on the battlefield. The announcement on national radio and television Tuesday came just hours after he was declared the winner of an election that would have given him another 6 years in office. Deby took power in a rebellion in 1990 and was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving a number of coup attempts and rebellions. The military quickly announced Deby's son as the Central African nation's interim leader after his 68-year-old father ruled for more than three decades. There are many questions over the events leading up to Deby's apparent Monday death. A human rights group says it's unknown why the president would be replaced by a family member and not someone from the National Assembly. The White House is offering condolences to the people of Chad and says it supports a peaceful transition of power in accordance with the country's constitution. A state funeral is planned for Friday. Libya says flights between Tripoli and Cairo will restart on Wednesday after more than 6 years. Libya's prime minister also announced Tuesday the Egyptian embassy will reopen soon. Egypt closed its Tripoli embassy and halted flights in 2014 during conflicts between rival governments. Alexei Navalny's doctors were again denied access Tuesday to the jailed Kremlin critic, despite growing concern over the hunger-striking Russian opposition's figure failing health. President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken opponent launched a hunger strike March 31st, demanding proper medical treatment for a number of ailments. You can find more of that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden called Tuesday for the right verdict in the trial of the ex-policeman accused of murdering George Floyd and called the evidence overwhelming. Mr. Biden notes that he was only speaking openly because the jury has been sequestered. The president spoke with the Floyd family, saying they were feeling pressure and anxiety. A jury in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, is in day two of deliberations in the racially charged trial. Derek Chauvin, who is white, is charged with murder and manslaughter over Floyd's death, a black man, last May during an arrest. The incident sparked protest against racial injustice around the world and has become a landmark test of police accountability in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden also Tuesday encouraged Kosovo and Serbia to carry on aiming for mutual recognition to resolve a 13-year impasse over the former Serbian province's status. Serbia refuses to recognize the independence of Kosovo, which succeeded in 2008. The two held a high-profile meeting at the White House overseen by former U.S. President Donald Trump last summer, but the stalemate has continued. Blood clot should be listed as very rare side effect of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, but its benefits still outweigh the risks, the EU's drug watchdog said Tuesday. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement it had found a possible link between the vaccine and the clots, following eight such cases in the United States, one of which was fatal. Concerns over the vaccine by the U.S. pharmaceutical Johnson & Johnson and the shot by rival drug maker AstraZeneca have dampened hopes that vaccines could offer a swift end to the pandemic. But the EMA did reiterate the benefits from the vaccine outweigh the risks. Switzerland's drug regulator is still awaiting data needed to consider whether to approve AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, a Swiss medic official said Tuesday. Meanwhile, Swedes under 65 vaccinated with one shot of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine will be given a different vaccine for the second dose, the Swedish health agency also said. And Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador received the AstraZeneca vaccine at his regular daily news conference Tuesday. The 67-year-old had contracted the coronavirus in January, but said he wants to encourage all older adults to also get vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.